The Road to Miss and Mr. Survivor Kickoff Special is sponsored by NatureBox. NatureBox ships great-tasting, wholesome snacks right to your door. Forget that vending machine. Start snacking smarter with wholesome, delicious treats like dark cocoa almonds. Support the podcast by ordering a free NatureBox sampler box at naturebox.com/RHAP. That's right. Free NatureBox snacks are found at naturebox.com/RHAP. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy whose poll is absolutely undeniably up right now. I'm Rob Sesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our very special podcast announcing the beginning of Mr. and Miss Survivor Season 2015. And that's right. And with me here on the line is the man who is behind the scenes of it all. Here he is, the tabulator in chief, Mr. Kurt Clark, Mr. January.
Yeah, I'm
double ding.
Yeah, I'm in the tabulator, ready to do my thing.
Very good. Very good. Kurt, can you believe it? We are getting ready to crown our fourth Miss Survivor, our second Mr. Survivor. This is the fourth year of doing this. This is so exciting.
Yeah, this is going to be a good time. I think we don't have any returning players, which I think may have weighted things interestingly last year. So it's a fresh batch of contestants.
A fresh batch of contestants that are going to compete for Miss and Mr. Survivor. So if you're listening to this and you're not listening to it like in the archives like a year from now, the polls are open. Oh, my poll is up. That's right, Kurt. People can go ahead and vote now for their picks all week long at MissSurvivor.com. There's one ballot this year for both Miss and Mr. Survivor, and people are going to be picking their top three candidates. Is that correct, Kurt?
Yeah. Last year we had, a week to vote for Miss Survivor and a week to vote for Mr. Survivor. Said, you know what? Let's just simplify it. Let's put both questions on the same ballot and get it all done in a week. And we'll see how this ends up going.
So I figured I would come on here with Kurt and just talk a little bit about how the whole process was going to work this year. We have a lot of questions, so I just wanted to, you know, lay it all out there at the start of Miss and Mr. Survivor season. And I intentionally haven't talked about it a ton on the podcast in the last few episodes because I really wanted to get it all out there now. So, of course, the voting is open. You can go to MissSurvivor.com to go ahead and vote directly, or of course, you could vote at robhasawebsite.com. I've got a post up there right on the front where you can go ahead and cast your votes. And so, Kurt, this is going to be the voting week where people are going to be able to cast their nominations. Now, can you get into some of the logistics of what the rules are on voting to nominate top three?
Sure. So you'll still be a question for the men and a question for the women, and you are allowed to vote for up to three of each. You'll check the little boxes next to the names, and they're organized by season. And I think that's really about it. You do have to vote for at least one man and one woman. I know that when we got to the top players of all time, there were some people who were trying to stack the deck by putting their favorite person at number one, and then some lesser knowns at number two, three, four, five to round out their top 10. Here, if you just want to vote for one person, you only have to.
Okay. This is different.
Yes. So you don't have to vote for, again, it's not going to be weighted or anything at this point, but you can vote for up to three people just in case you only want to support one person for Mr. Survivor or one person for Miss Survivor.
Okay. Do I have to vote for anybody for Mr. Survivor if I just want to vote for the top three that I like for Miss Survivor?
Yes. Yes, you do.
Okay. All right. So you have to vote for one person from each to get your ballot to go through.
Yes. And at least, and you can go up for up to three because as everybody probably knows by now that once the polls are closed and I have a chance to do the tabulating, we will be counting down to reveal who the top three are for both the men and the women's categories.
All right. What about when we get to the finals? Will I have to vote for somebody for Mr. Survivor if I just want to vote for somebody for Miss Survivor?
I think it's simple enough that we will ask people to do that. I don't think we're asking a lot of people in having them choose somebody. So I would like to say, yes, you have to vote for both categories.
All right. So we're not going to let people abstain from the vote.
I would prefer not to. I think we're going to have a, this is going to be a gun to the head situation.
You don't want to have a none of the above option for people who want to abstain?
Yeah, well, let's think about that over the upcoming weeks.
Okay. All right. So very, very exciting stuff. All right. So let me give you the calendar of how the Miss and Mr. Survivor schedule is going to go for 2015. Again, it's going to be a little bit different. It's always changed from year to year exactly how we're going to do it. So, all right. If you're listening to this, my poll is up and you can go and check it out and vote for your top three people for Miss and Mr. Survivor. Of course, to be eligible for Mr. or Miss Survivor 2015, you have to have been a competitor on Survivor, the TV show on CBS in the United States during the calendar year of 2014.
Correct. Not when it was necessarily filmed, but when it aired on TV.
Yes, of course. Then we are going to close the polls. My poll will go down then on Saturday night, which is an inopportune time for sure for the poll to go down. But Saturday night at 11:59 p.m. Eastern time. That's it.
Yeah, I'll be keeping your poll up for a week. So I think that's good enough. It gives everybody a chance.
It's a week straight. And then the poll is going down at that point. Okay, so then what happens after my poll goes down at 11:59 p.m. on January 24th, Kurt?
Well, that's when the magic begins, Rob. That's when the tabulator retires to the tabulator and starts to count all of the votes and really kind of go through the process of looking at the hinky votes and making sure that people are not cheating the system and voting multiple times from the same device. I think that's one of the other things is, you know, we're encouraging people to, you know, vote once from your computer, vote once from your phone, if you wish. But if people are going to try to stack the deck and vote 100 times for the same person, the tabulator will catch that and will promptly clean the votes accordingly. So
yes,
that happens over the next couple of days.
Yes. Now, in the past, you have not had to do a lot of that, correct?
It's definitely lessened, I think, from year to year and from poll to poll. I announced that, you know, I eliminate, you know, so many number of votes and it still ends up having no impact on the final result. So despite the fact that the cleansing process has not actually impacted the final result, I still go through the process in case it does.
Okay. All right. So, Kurt, after you have your results, here's where the magic really starts to happen. We are going to have separate results shows to announce the top three for Miss and Mr. Survivor. And those are tentatively scheduled for back-to-back nights, the night of Tuesday, January 27th, for the top three results show for Miss Survivor, and on January 28th, that Wednesday night, for the Mr. Survivor top three results show.
Yes, and I'm not going to make the same mistake I did last year, where for the Mr. Survivor show, I tried to bro down and consume an entire six pack during the course of the show.
Yes. And what was the problem with that?
That would be my bladder, Rob. I was in so much pain by the time we got down to the top three. So Kurt will not be making that mistake again.
All right. So we'll do those shows. And what we do, again, if you're a new listener, what we'll do is that we will count down. How many people do we have for each category? We have
we have 19 men and we have, I believe, 17 women, because it was a little wonky with the you had 9 and 9 for Cagayan, but you had 10 and 8 for the second Blood versus Water because that one team did not show up.
Okay. All right. So we are going to go through everything and we will count down all the way down from however many there were to the top three. And then we will not reveal the top three in any particular order. We'll also reveal the bottom five in just a block of here are the bottom five people.
I believe we made that decision last year as well. But when it came down to crunch time and the actual show aired, we decided let's count them down.
Yeah. For the men, right?
Did we use for the men. The men
could
take it.
Yeah, the men could take it. All right. So we'll do that again for the men this year. That'll be on our back-to-back results show nights, the 27th and 28th. Again, small little asterisk, subject to change in case like some other big podcasting event takes precedence or we need to move one of the shows to Thursday of that week. But both of those shows will be the week of the 26th. All right. Then after we have our top three announced for Miss and Mr. Survivor, what will happen is in the following days, the rest of that week, I will reach out to people. All right. This is where it gets tricky. There may be people nominated, Kurt, that will either not get back to me or say, you know what, Rob, thanks, but no thanks. My life is fine. I don't want to be Miss or Mr. Survivor.
Yeah, you'd be surprised, but you may get a... someone may pull a Brenda or a Hayden, and it may have to bring up the next person.
All right, so I'm going to want people to accept by the end of that weekend of February the 1st. I want people in, or are you in or are you out? And we definitely had this problem last year. Brenda Lowe was nominated. I did reach out to her. Eventually, I did hear back from her that she did not want to be a player in Miss Survivor 2014, which was, hey, that's her loss, but our life is fine, too. And then I spoke with Hayden Moss. Hayden Moss said he was in, but then he lost my number. So that was a trickier situation, a stickier situation, if you will, Kurt.
This is a sticky situation.
It surely was. And so, unfortunately, then we had a last second switcheroo that ended up happening. And we'll talk about how that will work. But in a perfect world, people will tell us by February 1st, Sunday, February 1st, if they are in and they are out. And then I will begin on the week of February 2nd, booking the semifinal interviews with our top three and our top three men, our top three women.
Yeah. And I think ideally, you know, if you are voting for somebody and you're a little unsure if they're going to actually want to participate, you know, let them know that you voted for them. Tweet to them, you know, send them the link to the poll so that they know what's going on. Hopefully, the word will spread and we'll get a lot of participation from the cast.
Yes, you vote for whoever you want. It may be a good idea to check with the person that you are nominating to make sure they will run for it. Or you may not even care. You may just want them to get nominated and then let them have that decision. You know, there's also been times where there have been people that we didn't think, people nominated people that we didn't think were going to compete. I'm thinking of Amanda Kimmel back in the original Miss Survivor, who was in the running of Miss Survivor 2012. And we reached out to her and she said, you know what, I'll do it. And she was a great competitor.
Yeah, and I think I think many of us were surprised at the extent to which Candace Cody from last year was really into it and was happy to take a replacement spot.
Yeah, and so Amanda Kimmel, she came closer to winning Miss Survivor, I think, than she did to win actual Survivor both times that she was in the finals.
True.
Yeah. All right, so after we speak with our top three men and our top three women, on the week of February 9th, we will have two different debates. We will have a Miss Survivor debate and a Mr. Survivor debate. Both of those will be the week of February 9th. In the past, the debates have happened during the week of voting for the finals. I wanted to separate that to let people be able to talk about the debates. You know, people sit around the kitchen table and they talk with their family about, you know, who they're voting for after the debate. So I wanted to have that time for the conversation and the fallout for the debates to breathe. Because sometimes people voted and it's like, oh my God, my candidate bombed the debates. I wish I had my vote back.
I'm really hoping that we get lots of nice Instagram photos of debate listening parties that people hold. I heard that was a thing last year.
Yeah.
Hoping that happens.
We may have people scoring the debates at home, and then we're going to have I'd like to get some more feedback from the audience about the debates. Who won the debates? And then, Kurt, after the debate week on RHAP, we will get my poll up one more time where people will vote to crown the winner of Miss Survivor 2015 and Mr. Survivor 2015. Appropriately, that will start on February 15th, February 15th at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time.
Yeah, so you'll have all of Valentine's Day to get ready for the just after midnight poll raising.
Yes. Oh, my God. And boy, for those Miss and Mr. Survivor contenders, what a tense Valentine's Day it will be. Just in eager anticipation, waiting for my polls to go up once again.
Yeah, it's almost bigger than a ball dropping.
It certainly is. And so then all the way through for it one more week up until 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, February 21st. That is when my poll will once again go down. And so then we will close the voting. And Kurt, you will then do what with the results?
Same basic thing. I will clean them. I will scrub them.
Shine them.
I will make sure they're all shiny and pretty and ready for presentation.
All right. And then once Kurt has the results, we will get ready on the week of February 23rd, Survivor Premiere Week, and probably, I think I'm what I have here in pencil on my calendar is on Tuesday night, February 24th, we will crown our new winners of Miss and Mr. Survivor 2015, and then follow the following night on Wednesday, February 25th, we will have the 90-minute premiere of Survivor Worlds Apart. We will have live Survivor Know-It-Alls. We'll have the premiere of Amazing Race 26. So it's going to be a huge week and a huge night of February 25th. So 24th will probably be the announcement of Miss and Mr. Survivor, and then that'll take you right into the end of the offseason and the kickoff of the new Survivor season, Survivor 30, on February 25th. All on RHAP.
Roger that.
Roger that. Yeah. So we have so much to do here in the next about 40 days.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of chances for the rap community to engage and participate and let their voices be heard.
You know, Kurt, I believe very fittingly, and we didn't do this on purpose, I believe that the entire process of from when the votes are opening up all the way up to the crowning of Ms. and Mr. Survivor, I believe is a 39-day process. Can you believe it?
It's like it was meant to be.
It was meant to. This is kismet.
Yes.
Yeah. So, all right. So the polls will open up on the 18th and then we'll go all the way through to the 24th. I'm not sure. Day 39 is either the premiere of Survivor or the actual crowning of either way, this is perfect.
Listen, we can throw in a day zero if we need to round things up.
Yes. Okay. Kurt, this is wonderful, wonderful news. And I'm very, very excited. And now, of course, all of the Miss and Mr. Survivor contestants are on pins and needles hoping to be nominated for this very prestigious award. Of course, there's the great history and the tradition and the pageantry of Miss Survivor and all the great winners that have come through that. And of course, there's the more recent history, only 1 year going, but it's a strong legacy and a strong prize for Mr. Survivor. Miss Survivor will receive the great Miss Survivor sash and be part of that lineage. Of course, Mr. Survivor will receive the Mr. Survivor Championship belt. And Kurt, you have seen it in person. What a handsome award that is.
Yes, it's huge.
Yes, it absolutely is. And so we will have that on hand to present as well to the Miss and Mr. Survivor winners. And of course, I mentioned how all of the nominees must be on pins and needles and bursting with excitement to be a part of this. But Kurt, I too am on pins and needles, not just because it's Miss and Mr. Survivor, but Kurt, it is time as well, not just for Miss and Mr. Survivor, but it's also time to nominate people to win podcast awards in 2015.
Oh, is it about that time?
It is about that time. And that is why, Kurt, if you don't mind me campaigning for just a moment, the 2015 podcast awards will start accepting nominations this week. I believe on Monday, you can nominate podcasts at podcastawards.com. Of course, Kurt, Rob Has a Podcast is a 3-time podcast award winning podcast. In 2012, we won the award for best entertainment podcast from the podcast awards. And in 2013, the listening audience of this show helped us win a podcast award for best video podcast of 2013 and best produced podcast of 2013. And so once again, it is time to nominate people for podcast awards. The way that works is that there's a nomination process, very similar to Miss Survivor. There's a nomination process, and then they announce who the 10 nominees are, and then there is a week or so of voting. So you can start to nominate Rob as a podcast for your consideration, not mandatory. If you think we deserve a podcast award, you could do that at podcastawards.com. I think that part of the problem was in the past, people nominated us for all sorts of different categories. This year, I will say to only nominate us in the category of entertainment and for People's Choice Best Podcast. Don't nominate us for other categories, because I think that's how we ended up in the video and best produced podcast. Because if you've listened to this podcast, you know this is not the best produced podcast. But we ended up in categories, and then we followed through and won the categories that we got nominated for. But this year, let's just put us in the categories that we probably belong in. Not to say we belong in the best podcast of the year, but let's just see what happens.
Let's put us in categories that we don't think seriously Cereal is going to be in.
Oh, is Cereal going to be nominated?
I have a feeling it might be.
All right. Well, look, let's. Oh, man. I don't know, man. That's going to be tough. All right. So we're going to have our work cut out for us. Also, in the comments, if you have some ideas of some things that, you may want to see me do to show my support for you guys voting for Rob as a podcast, I am all ears to listen to that as well. Also, there's a little bit of a caveat in, I'm not sure if we're eligible to be nominated for podcast awards. I'm not sure exactly what the rules are as far as that goes, but I feel like let's just see what happens if we try to get nominated. And if for whatever reason they tell me that we are not eligible, I will pass on that information to you. There's a little bit of at one point there was a rule of if you had won in the past of whatever, you're not eligible to be nominated for whatever. But it also, the podcast awards changed hands in who's running it. So I'm not sure if that is still a rule. So, Kurt, speaking of questions about rules, I have definitely some questions from the listeners of Rob Has a Podcast that I want to ask you about. So are you good to answer some questions for us?
Yeah, let's see what we got.
All right, so we'll get to the questions in just one second, but I want to quickly thank our sponsor for this episode of Rob Has a Podcast and helping support the Miss and Mr. Survivor pageant, and those are our friends over at NatureBox. And, of course, the lives of everybody, especially once you become Miss and Mr. Survivor, is very hectic, and it's hard to make great snacking choices because you want to look good and maintain a healthy appearance as Miss or Mr. Survivor. So you're looking for a healthy snack for a pick-me-up, and that's why you should go ahead and get some NatureBox, Kurt, because with over 100 nutritionist-approved snacks, NatureBox is something for everybody, all with zero artificial flavors, colors, sweeteners, 0 grams of trans fat, no high fructose corn syrup. Kurt, were you involved in the tabulating of all of the grams of sugar or sweeteners or high fructose corn syrup at NatureBox?
I didn't need to be because you don't need someone like me to have to count to zero.
Right. Even they could have had Keith Nail tabulate the amount of corn syrup and all sorts of bad stuff in NatureBox.
Yeah, yeah. You're safe with the sriracha pop-pops and the chocolate banana chips.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll find snacks with bold flavors that will keep you going even when an afternoon slump might have you hungry and irritable, because you can't campaign when you're hungry and irritable.
No, you cannot.
Yes.
Some people have tried in the past. We've seen that.
It doesn't go well.
No, it doesn't.
So we're giving you the chance to try a NatureBox for free with a free trial box featuring 5 of the most popular snacks. You heard us, free snacks. Start your free trial right now by going to naturebox.com/RHAP. You know you're going to snack. Get smart about it with NatureBox. naturebox.com/RHAP. Get a free trial box of delicious snacks. All right. So here is some questions that I got from the listeners. Let's start with Amy Lynn Shapiro, who wants to know, since Vetus and Otis were allowed to run together, will there be a 20 ticket allowed? Kurt, what is your take on this matter, which was also one of our stickier situations of 2014?
My take is going to be single tickets. I think Otis did bring in his brother, and or actually no yeah and I think it ended up potentially even hurting him. So I think any contender that wants to run on a dual ticket, is asking for trouble in the first place.
Yeah, let me explain what happened there. So again, we had the whole mix up with Hayden accepted the nomination, but then I guess he got cold feet and then he didn't really want to do it. And then so Aris was the fourth place person. And again, this is a good point because I think I touched on this, but I don't think I finished the thought, which is known to happen on this show. But if somebody does not accept the nomination, we will ask the next person down. So let's say somebody in the top three does not, for whatever reason, let's just, you know, make up a situation from, or I mean, this is the exact situation from last year. Hayden said no. Aris was in fourth place. We reached out to Aris and asked him, hey, and the same thing happened with Candace, that she was not in the top three, right? And then Brenda said no. We asked Candace. Candace became part of the top three, and then she's in it. She's got as much of a chance as anybody. It's a little bit like what happened on The Amazing Race with the Sweet Scientists. They weren't in the top three, but then they added them. No, let's not make it like that. It wasn't like that, because we're not going to say, oh, we like you. Hey, you came in fourth. You're eligible for Miss Survivor. So it's only the top. Only three people can run. But if somebody in the top three cannot go on or does not want to go on or whatever, then we will add the next person down and so on and so forth.
Yes.
And Kurt, to make it back to this particular question, what happened was there with Aris that I interviewed Aris live, and he kind of sneak attacked me and said, hey, here's what I'm doing. I'm bringing my brother in.
Vetus, you should totally come to yoga.
Vetus, you should totally come to my campaign. And I was like, what? And then it was too late. We were live. What am I going to do? And so I was sort of on the spot there, and it was already late in the game because I had already been, you know, it was too late to, I was live. I was in a bad situation. And so I think it was a foolhardy move on Aris's part, but I think he felt like he didn't have a good chance to win anyway. So it was sort of like a Hail Mary, but I felt like he could have maybe had a more effective campaign.
Yeah.
People didn't like it.
Right. I think any of the contestants can vocalize that, you know, oh, this person's going to support me. But you know, the official vote on the official ticket will be at least this round. We'll one person on the ballot,
yes,
for each of the three slots.
Yes, whether you have an identical twin or not, there is no co-miss or Mr. Survivor. No.
Right.
No, sir. No, sir.
Not in 2015.
Yes, yes. That's right. So you are solely Miss Survivor. You are one person, and, you know, you are solely Mr. Survivor, and that's it.
One sole survivor.
Yes.
Not duo survivor.
39 days. How many people, Kurt? What are we talking about?
We've got 19 plus 17 would be what, 36?
39 days. 36 people. One Miss Survivor and one Mr. Survivor. And then that's it.
Yep.
Okay. Here's another question. This is from Sarah Teeter, who wants to know, can another Survivor usurp the Mr. and Miss Survivor titles if winners don't live up to their basic campaign promises? Now, this is an issue, and I think we're going to hear a lot of this during campaign season, of there are candidates who have made campaign promises in the past, and I'm not trying to single out things that people may or may not have said about our reigning Miss and Mr. Survivor, but it goes all the way through where people have been unhappy. Should we ever allow a recall vote on Miss and Mr. Survivor, Kurt?
You know what? I think this is what we call a teachable moment for the listening audience, is that politicians don't always live up to their promises, but we can't always impeach them either. It's based on their... you know, as long as they kind of uphold everything that the office stands for, I don't think that they can be usurped.
Yeah, I would feel like you would probably need to impeach for I don't know if a broken campaign promise is an impeachable offense. I feel like it would have to be like cause for, you know, grounds that are not behavior that is, you know,
yes,
in keeping
whatever
with the
language
fine
they
name
use in Miss America. We're just going to adopt that.
Yeah. Like I think that's probably like, you know, like getting like arrested or like going loco or something like that. I feel like, you know, that's probably grounds for impeachment. What would be the impeachment process for Mr. Survivor?
I'd be a lot like Donald Trump with Khloe Kardashian. You're fired and they're out and then we just pick someone. I don't know.
I think it would start with a certain number of signatures for an impeachment. What would be the number of signatures? Would you say, does that have to be a certain percentage of the vote?
I think it would probably have to be based on the percentage of popular. I like that. The percentage of vote that that allowed them to get into office in the first place. I hesitate to commit to an answer right now. I'd like to think about it if it arises.
Okay. Boy.
I'm not going to let you pin me down. You're not going to play that gotcha journalism that you're famous for.
Well, I'm not playing a gotcha journalism. I'm asking you to help me make up the rule.
Oh, yeah. Let's consult on this. I'm hesitant to commit to something that hasn't been thought through on this because it is a serious matter.
Okay. So how about this? By the time we crown a new Miss and Mr. Survivor, we will have a number on the quorum of signatures that we would need to consider an impeachment.
Okay. I will commit to that.
Of Miss and Mr. Survivor. Okay. Here's another question. This is from Albert Vargas, who wants to know, will you put a note next to Natalie's name, the winner, so no one votes for the wrong 20?
I don't think that I'm going to do that.
yeah.
I think that, you know, you really only had 120 out there for 3 days. And then you had the remainder of the season to hear Natalie, Natalie, Natalie. You know what? If you don't know your winner well enough to know who you're voting for, then you deserve to have your vote cast for the wrong person.
Yeah. I mean, had there been another Natalie on, like, say, there was a Natalie that was on Survivor Kagiyan, then I would say, okay, well, maybe we might want to, you know, do that. But we would have in parentheses Survivor Kagiyan. So yeah. I don't think that, you know, there should be any confusion. It's not like we're putting a picture and you're selecting the picture of the person you want to win. It's like, oh, I meant to vote for Nadia and I voted for Natalie and you got confused. So I don't think that would be necessary, right?
Yeah. And just let people know, they're organized first by season and then within each season, they're organized alphabetically by first name, just as you kind of got to know them on the show. And Natalie and Nadia are right next to each other. So you'll see the names there.
Oh, that's confusing.
Well, but if it also doesn't raise the question, that should also automatically raise the question for you, am I voting for the right one? And when that question is raised, that's when you pause, you remember, oh yeah, it was Natalie that won, and then you vote for her. Or yeah, it was Nadia that I was looking to vote for, and you vote for her.
Boy, I hope people listen to this podcast in full before they go ahead and just cast their votes.
You know what? Again, I'll stand by it. It's not going to be a popular stance, but if you're not certain about who it is that you're voting for, then you should make that certain before you vote.
Oh my goodness. Kurt, all right, it's just a clarification. Yes. Tyler Fredrickson wants to know, can we vote more than one time on one device?
People will probably find ways to do that, but then I will go in and make sure that any egregious examples of that end up getting countered. So.
Yes. So it's one time per device. If you have like a computer and an iPhone and an iPad, how many votes do you get?
You know what? I would like people to just, you know, have their opinion represented once. So my recommendation is, you know what? Vote once, get your idea out there, and then what we'll have will truly reflect the rap community. If you want to vote multiple times across devices, you're welcome to. I can't catch that as easily. But you know what? But I will catch it if you're voting multiple times on the same device.
Yeah, don't be abusive.
It'll be set up so you cannot, people find ways around that, but then I find ways around them finding ways around that.
Okay, the tabulator is always one step ahead. This isn't like Major League Baseball drug testing or anything like that. The tabulator is one step ahead of the cheater.
I'm like the big brother of counting. I am always watching. And again, every year we have people trying to do this. And every year I clean the votes and then every year the results stay the same before and after. So even if you don't try to kind of stack the deck, the results will be the same. So okay. just everyone just play nice.
Very good. Very good. All right. This is a question. This is from Anthony on Twitter wants to know, can I vote for you? Can people vote for me for Mr. Survivor?
Oh, I thought they were asking about me. I was like, I haven't even played the game. Unfortunately, Rob Cesternino is not a choice in the 2015 Mr. and Miss Survivor pageant, and there is no space for write-in votes because all 36 players are fully represented in the layout that we have here.
All right, but what about if there was somebody who didn't know that the Miss and Mr. Survivor campaigning was going on? Say they were out of the country, and then they place high and they want to be in the top three. Should there be a write-in in the finals to include that person?
No. You know what?
No.
I believe the official tabulator stance on this is it's your own damn fault.
All right. So this is it. There is, yes. There's no makeups or anything like that.
Yes, there are no, there is, despite what we may have seen trying to happen a couple of years ago, there will be no write-in votes in the final three.
Okay, good, good. And let me give you one last question. This is from Nathan Meesum, who wants to know, the winner has always come from a season where the only representative is in the final three. Do you think that it is due to the vote splitting amongst the other two, i.e., is the game flawed? All right, let's just set up this question, and then I want to hear your take on this. Okay, so going back to the current system that we've used, which is the last couple of years, we had RC up against Kim and Chelsea, and I, to some degree, did Kim and Chelsea cancel each other out, and RC ended up winning. Then last year, we had Andrea prevailing from the season, which she was the lone representative, where it was then Candace and Sierra were the two representatives from Blood versus Water.
Yeah, I could see some similarities potentially between Kim and Chelsea. I think you're going to have different people voting for Sierra and Candace. My stance on this is if you do go back even further, you do see that, you had somebody Parvati, winning despite Amanda Kimmel still being on the ticket. This is not by any means a sample size large enough for us to make any calls on this. I'd say if we do maybe, 20 more of these between Mr. and Miss Survivor, and we end up seeing that every single time the odd person out ends up winning, then there might be something to this. But between RC's win over Chelsea and Kim, Andrew's win over Sierra and Candace, and even Malcolm's win over Tyson and Otis, those are just three examples, and by no means can we conjecture or posit that is a thing.
Small sample size,
and we do not like small sample sizes when we talk about our polls.
No, we do not. Anyway, Kurt, you are doing the Lord's work. Thank you for all of your hard effort on getting my poll up and everything that you've done here to get this far. And then we are very much looking forward to seeing how this all plays out.
Yeah, it should be a good time. Everyone play nice.
Over the next 39 days.
Is that a Colleen Haskell I just pulled there?
Yeah, be nice, play fair.
There we go.
That's it. That's the quote. All right. So the poll is up. You can check it out, MissSurvivor.com, or go to RobHasAWebsite.com and click the post to nominate now. Nominate your top three, up to three, for your Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor candidates for 2015. And if you're in the nominating mood, head over to podcastawards.com starting on Monday the 19th, and you can nominate Rob as a podcast if you so choose, for Best Entertainment Podcast of the Year and People's Choice Podcast of 2015. Kurt, very exciting stuff.
Good times.
All right. So, Kurt, we will talk again very soon. Let the nominations begin. Kurt, have a good one, and we'll talk to you again soon. Do we have a hashtag for the Survivor nomination podcast?
I think just going with a clean hashtag Miss Survivor 2015 or a hashtag Mr. Survivor 2015 would actually be great in getting the word out there.
All right, good. So let's just use the hashtag Miss Survivor 2015, Mr. Survivor. That's MR Survivor 2015.
Yeah, let's save people some characters.
All right, Kurt, great job. We've got a lot coming up this week on Rob Has a Podcast. Of course, on Monday, I'm going to check back in with the new hot reality TV couple, Spicin, with Spencer Pratt and Tyson Apostle to talk about the next episode of Marriage Bootcamp. Kurt, are you on Team Spicin?
I am. I didn't know that was a thing until I heard your first podcast, because I wasn't sure. I did watch the premiere episode. I'm geared up to, I haven't had a chance to watch the second episode yet. But yeah, I wasn't aware yet that they kind of had formed this bond on the show. So kind of looking forward to see how the show plays out, and definitely looking forward to that podcast.
And of course, Spencer Pratt is one of the former contestants on Celebrity Big Brother UK, which you're covering for us on Reality TV Wrap Ups.
Yep. Mallory and I are geared to record our coverage of week two. And you know, luckily, nobody else has been ejected from the show. So there's plenty of stuff to talk about this week.
All right. And then, of course, we'll have our live coverage of the Celebrity Apprentice with Mike Bloom this upcoming Monday night live. And then we're going to get into talking some Survivor again this week. And my sources are telling me there could be some Survivor news to discuss coming later next week. So be on the lookout for that. And of course, Evolution of Survivor still going strong. Thailand just went up this weekend. And this Friday, it's the Survivor, the Amazon chapter, Kurt. 13 hours of talking about all of the strategy of Survivor the Amazon.
Well, yeah, I think probably helps that there's a little bit of inside information there.
The longest chapter to this point on Evolution Strategy had been 6 hours. Then we're going to double it here talking about the Amazon.
And then are you going to do like a an audio commentary of this chapter?
So no,
this
is gonna be,
like,
no.
Meta? No?
No, no, it's not that meta. Although this is not the longest chapter, Kurt. All Stars, I think, is going to be the longest.
That makes sense. Yeah. There's a lot to discuss.
A lot to talk about there. All right, so you can check that out, evolutionofstrategy.com. Have a great one, everybody, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye. And now that the show's over, don't forget to go to naturebox.com and sign up to get your free sampler box of great-tasting, wholesome snacks. Forget the vending machine. Start snacking smarter with delicious treats like barbecue kettle kernels. Go to naturebox.com/RHAP. That's naturebox.com/RHAP.